The Bath Board of Supervisors had just a few public comments last Tuesday evening, but none focused exclusively on the upcoming budget approvals as might be anticipated this time of year. Emily Fry, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, invited board members and the public to the annual dinner held at Garth Newell Music Center. She said the dinner is a way to show appreciation to
the membership of the chamber and the business community and really highlight their successes throughout the year. So we have a really great program planned for that event. That's also where we do our presentation of the Business of the Year Award.
When the business part of the meeting got underway, County Administrator Ashton Harrison introduced the tax rates per $100.
It was advertised and it was proposed for tax rates to remain unchanged, which is 50 cents for real estate and 35 cents for personal property. And we have not received any written comments.
The public hearing is now open.
After Board Chair Richard Byrd's call for comments, he also explained that no vote will be taken until May 14th. For those still wishing to take a closer look at the county and the school's fiscal year 2019-2020 budget, please look in the minutes of both boards on their websites or contact the county administrator. One member of the public who provided some carefully prepared history and a look to the future was Harold King, chair of the Bath County Fire and Rescue Association.
While this year's budget makes all the equipment requested by emergency services and approved by the Planning Commission available in 2020, it funds the request with a loan and only one quarter of the expense is paid in 2020, with the balance of the loan due over the next 3 years. There are additional requests for future years, roughly equivalent to this year's requests, that are needed to complete the 5- and 25-year plans required for stability of emergency services in the county. The net effect of this year's budget is that it increases the expense in future years while minimizing expense this year.
Mr. King mentioned if supervisors are aware of and prepared to account for an annual increase in future requests, then all is fine.
However, if the focus is primarily on meeting this year's needs, then we need to carefully reevaluate our plans. We would say that emergency services is not alone with this concern. We believe that the Sheriff's Department and Board of Education would have similar concerns for replacement of vehicles. A possible solution for this issue would be that the Board of Supervisors, the Planning Commission, the Fire and Rescue Association, the Board of Education, the Sheriff's Department work on short and long-range plans for the funding of replacement vehicles for these agencies and departments. This reflects the reality that vehicles wear out and need replacement on a regular basis.
Again, the vote on the budget will be at the next regular board meeting on May 14th. And public comment is welcome until then. Two other items of note were the board voted to put out a request for proposal to perform a market analysis about the need and capacity for affordable housing throughout Bath County. The first step to developing such housing will be to acquire large-scale funding. The board also voted to approve a collaboration with the Virginia Outdoors Foundation to purchase the old T.C. Walker building at the top of the spur in Millboro. While there was no mention of a specific purpose for the building at this point, Chairman Richard Byrd commented a little on the history of Rosenwald schools and then shared.
This one is in pretty good shape. There's one in the county that is not in good shape. This one needs to be kept up and the other one needs to be put down.
For information on the progress of renovations on two old buildings in Millboro, the Siloam Baptist Church and the T.C. Walker School, please stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.